Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's wrong? What's to do?
I don't know.
But you're laughing away.
Well, I am, because I'm just amusing myself.
How often do you genuinely laugh?
Oh, I laugh quite a lot, actually.
Do you laugh on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, so
do only I. Because I giggle. I giggle at my own stupidity. And I talk to myself. Do you talk to yourself?
No, I normally talk to the dog.
Oh, right,
you know, because
okay.
I've normally got to organise, you know, focus. Move away from there. we're in a high-sided vehicle. That kind of thing. No, I was just thinking that, you know, when I go to work, and no disrespect to any other comedian, I never laugh.
Other comedians?
Yeah.
I think it's more difficult. I watch comedy. Sometimes I do. I watch as an audience member and I get into it. But quite often I watch it going, oh, I really like the way they did. Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, that's quite funny. Mm. But don't necessarily laugh out loud.
I don't know if I've mentioned it on this before. One of the funniest things I ever saw, for me personally, a guy, Paul F. Taylor.
Yeah.
Nice guy, super noodle perm. Mm-hmm. And he opened his set with, I'm just going to tip a kind of sweet corn down the toilet to save time later. Well, that was it. I couldn't move. And everyone's staring at me. And I remember doing a show with Michelle, and it was one of Frisky and Manish. Mm-hmm. And he did this character thing. And, it was amazing. And she was like, why are you laughing at that? I said, because it's really funny. She was like, no, it's not. I don't understand. Because he started going, Beatles, big black Beatles. And he was obviously hallucinating and trying to rip off his skin and everything. I'm like, and what will we have for dinner? And she just wasn't getting it at all. But no, I thought that thing to save time later, tipping the tennis week on it, fabulous.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm going to undo my top button again.
You have been in some kind of, don't know, what's going on with your innards?
I don't know. I'm feeling a very bloated sense of self.
Oh, for goodness sake. Do you buy into this gluten thing? Because I know a lot of gluten intolerant vegans and they're still fat bastards. That's just the bottom line. Come on, I laugh. I remember being in a pub, right, and this homo, there's a surprise, came over, right, here, all the colours of the rainbow, and you just think, is that all you can do for attention? I've got a bit of kink, it's gluten-free, and you're like, you're the size of a fucking house, man. Gluten, is that really going to do anything for you?
Well, you see, I don't know, but sometimes, because I don't bother about what I eat, but I don't eat, I eat toast and...
But you're a weird person.
I am. Oh, thanks.
No, but I just mean in as much as, and I know it's because you've had these children... Can't remember the names, you've had, 95 marriages, and mm-hmm. you're kind of done with cooking, and it was funny, yeah. I was speaking to my Auntie Mar, who's my favourite relative, I shouldn't say that, but it's true, Katie, you're still my favourite, but smidgen's who I live for, and she's just like, I don't cook anymore,
don't cook
and she's like, it's brilliant, because mm-hmm. She gets it all organised for her and all that kind of stuff, but you're more, we've discussed that before, you're more of a picker.
A picker, yeah, I like a little bit of a picker, and things like... A little bit chorizo and guacamole. Chorizo and guacamole wrapped like a little kind of order.
And would you laugh at that, going back to the laughing thing? Would you laugh thinking I'm about to have a delicious snack that I've ordered for myself I will enjoy?
No. But I do laugh to myself sometimes. Well, sometimes when I'm still up really late, I do giggle to myself when I kind of...
Do you ever wake up laughing?
No, I usually wake up screaming.
Right. No, I will normally, I'll start the day with a laugh. I'll normally wake up laughing. I mean, I don't know if that is because I've found a dream funny or if there's an imbalance.
There may be an imbalance. But I don't know. I just sometimes, the most ridiculous things make me laugh. I mean, I laugh at the cats, I laugh at, mm-hmm. but I sometimes, you know, if I'm sat in a traffic jam and I'm, you know, I'm going to be late for something and I'm getting like, oh my God, I'm going to be really stressed. And then I just burst out laughing because I just think, oh, what's the point? Do you know what I mean? So I laugh at some of the worst things. Usually when it's, I'm really bad at laughing when somebody tells me something really depressing or like their mother's died or something. I can't help but laugh. Well, I mean, at funerals, I mean, I get the fit of the giggles at funerals constantly.
Well, I remember going to Paul and, well, Christine's mum, mm-hmm. and I could feel a breeze mm-hmm. in my undercarriage, and I stood up at the funeral. I wasn't speaking or anything, but my zip was down. And mm-hmm. that made me laugh, because I thought, mm-hmm. Lily, I'll find that quite funny. You know, that my doodly-doo may or may not have been on display, etc. But I remember Michelle telling me a story, and you know when you know where a story's going to go, and you mm-hmm. think, actually, I'm staring at my wrist, I'm picking a vein, I don't have time for this. I went, and how did the die? She went, what? I said, how did the die? How do you know? I said, because that's where it was going. She went, how do you know you didn't write it? I went, don't be smart with me, bitch. That shows you why you need a writer. Because there was no surprise. And we didn't speak for a couple of days.
Oh, really?
I was glad at the time. Absolutely glad at the time. Oh, see, when she got my, I mean, a drain on your energy.
I know.
Hi, my name's Michelle. I'm not selfish. Okay. Any other lies you want to tell the baby Jesus today? And I did laugh at that. I told the story when we interviewed her. I remember I met her victim, her betrothed victim, for the first time. I'm like some poor, you know, thing at a hunt. And she went, do you know what Jeff says about me? And I went, is it broadcastable? She went, if I wasn't a singer. And I went, are you? She went, if I wasn't a singer, I'd be a really good boss. And I went, that's no compliment. That shows that you're domineering, you're overbearing, that kind of thing. Because she's an organizer.
Yeah, well, that's where the word bossy comes from, isn't it? Boss, is it?
Is it?
I would assume so. If you're a boss, be bossy.
See, I don't get all that boss. And I hate, you know, when, hey, bro. And he's my brother from another mother. Stop overpopulating the already overpopulated world. Why do you want to be related to strangers? What's wrong with you? Like, what, honestly?
Because sometimes it's better than your own family.
But then just don't speak to your family. Why
I've tried
to,
that.
Why you want to bro it up? The one thing I do enjoy in the gay world is cis. Because you're like, cis, preach, hey, totally get it.
Oh, I thought you meant cis, which I had to look up. Which, what does that
mean? Oh, CIS. CIS.
Yeah, what is that? Because
I think that means that, so if you are a cis gay man, you identify as male, mm-hmm. homosexual, and you don't have a pleated skirt. I don't know. I don't think it's that. It just means that you are, no, it means that you are comfortable in your being as a gay man.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the same gender as when
you are the same gender
as you were assigned at birth.
Right.
Oh, is that what this means? Yeah. Oh, so right, okay. That's great.
Can you then, because I never understood AFAB, assigned female at birth, for someone that lives as a woman, is a lesbian. So does that mean that Jojo is an AFAB?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Assigned female at birth.
Right. I was kind of assigned female at birth because my mum knew I was a big dirty Jessie. So, you know, there was a big question mark above my face. No, cis just, yeah, that's what cis means. Okay, it's all very confusing.
It is very confusing.
But I think it's good that we're having a discussion. There's a whole new language and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, my mum had said to me, she went, see, if I go to the hospital, do you know what they'll call me? A person. And I went, what are you talking about, Mary? Yeah. She went, they'll call me a person. I went, but if you say, hello, my name's Mary, I said, you do realise... Yeah. The inclusive language is actually only there to make people feel comfortable. Yeah. It's just really nice manners.
No, absolutely. And it doesn't, it's no skin off anybody else's nose if somebody wants to be called they or them.
No.
So it's only a problem if the inclusivity becomes exclusivity. If people get excluded via being inclusive. So that's...
But I don't think people should fear it.
No.
Because I remember having an argument online. I've always called other gay men she. Have you? Yeah, you know, oh, don't go near her.
Yeah.
She's a whore. You'll catch something. I wish she was dead. And that's three of my best gay friends. But I remember someone saying, oh, we haven't moved on from that. And I said, look, I'm not trying to give you a history lesson or whatever, but it was code. It was along with Polari and stuff like that. And I think as well... I remember Lily Savage used to do that. There was no one like Lily. When Lily Savage was at the top of her game, which is very interesting because I think the reason that Lily Savage was born was that was an acceptable way to get a gay man on television.
Ah, yes.
I've always thought that.
Because it was all soft and fluffy and friendly. And
well, no, anything but with Lily, but she was a woman, if you see what I mean. So you weren't buying into the fact that it was a gay man and thinking what may or may not gay men actually do. And I remember she used to say, oh, the youth don't realise how you got it. You know, I had to go clacking up and down the docks and stuff like that. And it's true. You know, there was a Will and Grace episode about it. And this guy was like, well, I had my coming out party when I was 8. I was on Grindr by the time I was 12. And, you know, it was really, really very well written and it was very funny. But I think a lot of judgmental young gay people don't realise what's going on before them and everything isn't just at the end of an app, whether it's a doodle or a Domino's pizza.
Yeah, and I think that is it. It's like everybody, every new generation thinks they're the first to come up with anything. And that,
yes,
you know,
expunge everything to the history vaults. Yeah, this absolutely. Is a disgrace.
And also because, language is always changing, but also people's attitudes are always changing as well. You know, so...
But in the same way that people's political leanings can change as well. And I think it's important to kind of grow and multiply. Think of yourself as bacteria in a petri dish. Petri dish?
Petri
dish. Because that's where I do believe that Andrew Neil's...
Is that where COVID came from?
Don't think so, Jojo. But goodness, haven't you done well? Oh, hi. Am I still alive?
Oh, everybody. Honestly, who's not got COVID now?
I'm one, two, three and sleep. So what I was saying about the Petri dish was, thank you, I always believed that's where Andrew Neil's hair was germinated. In the Petri dish that didn't have COVID because largely no one's interested anymore and you have to let it lie. Actually, we did see that in the car that I think she should do a character called
Anti-Mask.
Anti-Mask.
Hello, Anti-Mask. And here are my kids, conspiracy and vaccine.
Conspiracy and vaccine. I have a COVID-worn face, not a cape-worn face. I think there's something in that for self-indulgence.
Absolutely.
That's the new play, Pie in a Pint.
But I'm not anti-mask, I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm just anti-bullshit. I'm anti-bullshit.
Are you?
Anti-bullshit.
Which is ironic. You know, it was funny, actually, I was looking
That's going to work out.
I was looking at Anne Widdecombe the other day, and I'm not particularly keen on Anne Widdecombe because she goes from chin to chest.
Oh, right, okay.
She does, but she is. She's like an overzealous weeble that really needs to, actually, it's like, step aside him, the adults are talking. And, of course, she was on some programme, she's going, whoa, you know, wiggling her.
She's a virgin.
Is she? Well, yeah, sometimes it's Darwinian in the way that the world sorts things out for itself. But she kept going on about women can't have penises. And I thought, how can you say that? Because you're a monumentally huge dick.
Do you know what? What that was really interesting. Did I say this to you yesterday? There was an interview thing where somebody was trying to interview all the members of parliament, blah, blah, blah. Basically, just asking the question, can a woman have a penis? Was the question. And nobody would answer it. Now, I found that more irritating than whether somebody believes a woman can have a penis or not is the fact that everybody's so terrified to even have an opinion or speak about it. That's what I find more frustrating. Why can't you just...
About that was the fact...
People are terrified of...
I felt they were harassing people on their way to work. I remember it happened to Diane Abbott. And it's like, leave them alone.
Yeah.
You know, leave them alone. And I'm here to tell you, women can have penises if they want, but I tell you some women that don't want penises, lesbians.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is coming out on a Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
Because you know what happens on Mondays now?
Monday, celebrity interviews.
Celebrity interviews.
Yeah, we've got some proper celebrity interviews. I don't know. That's what's interesting about doing the interviews is because what we talk about and then what actually goes out, because we are as honest, but there are some things that... We literally cannot.
Oh, some stuff is just unbroadcastable.
Not allowed to be broadcast. We're very sorry about that. But we might put those on Patreon.
Actually, Bundy's bloopers. Well, I will see you next.
Jobby bits.
See, again, you've let yourself down today with the whining and now the verbal stooling. Godspeed, my darling.
I love you. See you later. Doodles. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.